You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio this morning is Christopher Butner. He is the co-owner and executive director for the 6th annual Murphy's Witch Walk, which will take place this Saturday in Murphy's. Good morning, Christopher.
Good morning, Mark. Great to see you again.
It is very nice to see you. This is one of the newer events in Murphy's, and yet the amount of play this is getting is very impressive.
Thank you. It comes from my background as a public relations specialist in the entertainment industry, working for production companies who worked on large-scale events from the Academy Awards to the Grammy Awards, as well as I've worked on very interesting public relations projects with the Vans Warped Tour, the Rockstar Energy Drink, Uproar Festival, the Mayhem Festival. So I've been in events professionally since I first walked out on a stage as a semi-professional musician when I was 19 years old, 41 years ago.
And just to clarify, with that impressive resume, you are a Murphy's resident.
I am a Murphy's resident, moving to Murphy's in June of 2015 after vacationing in the area beginning in 1999. And it is interesting, all of my friends now in Murphy's our Bay Area transplants, who we all work together in music and entertainment in the pro audio industry, and they are all first-time homeowners in Calaveras County beginning in 2010. And I'm a first-time homeowner as well, buying my first home in Murphy's in November 2020.
Murphy's Witch Walk started 6 years ago, interrupted with COVID-19 for a little bit of time.
Right.
But this was something that appealed to you. And you thought, well, let me grab onto this and let's make this something very special for the town of Murphy's. So tell us all about the Murphy's Witch Walk Saturday.
The Witch Walk was started by my business partner, Teresa Rodriguez, who owns a small business called The Potted Plum at the intersection of Big Trees Road and Main Street. And the event started out as a costumed girls night out where they can just drink wine, eat, drink, and be wicked, as our, you know, tagline is. And the event has naturally evolved into an all-day, 9-hour decentralized costume party that will attract 3,000 to 4,000 people over the course of the day. But it has become a tremendous economic tourism driver to town, since all of the people come in costume, all of the participants are the entertainment, the stores are the destination, and the event is very much all the world's a stage where everyone's a star.
And there's various type of witches that a person can dress as.
Oh my gosh, everything from the Sanderson sisters to elves and fairies from The Lord of the Rings to all kinds of Harry Potter characters. It really is a spectacular show. And the one thing that's beautiful about the event is since sunset is at 6:25 at night, the businesses who don't stay open that late, like the wine tasting rooms, are open. And there is such a festive Mardi Gras feel to it, and especially as the lights dim and you see all of these women walking down the street silhouetted as witches against all of the laughter and the camaraderie, the community really comes together where all of the businesses do their own thing. They have their own entertainment. It's nothing but surprises all day long. I'm surprised and shocked every year as this thing grows what people do to really get into the Halloween spirit, to keep the people in the town for as long as possible, having just a wonderful time. It really is, you're stepping out on the stage with all of these essentially Harry Potter characters for the day, and it is just an absolutely wonderful experience. It is a large segment of it is family-oriented because the kids come all dressed up. And it has become the number one retail shopping day of the year, which is an awesome benefit to the tourism-driven community of Murphy's.
And speaking of families, the event does start at 11 o'clock in the morning, and then it continues until 8 o'clock in the evening.
Exactly. And there are multiple vendor bazaars. There's multiple entertainment events that happen over the course of the day. We have a roaming opera singer. We have a roaming magician. So you never know when entertainment is just going to pop up on the street corners.
Tell me a little bit about the raffle that I've heard about.
We have a big charity component to everything we do, and this year we're working with Ronald McDonald House Charities Northern California on behalf of 9-year-old little boy who was diagnosed with brain cancer back in December of 2021, and his name is Wyatt Walker, and you can follow his Facebook group. It's called Super Wyatt, and you can follow the family's updates. And Ronald McDonald House has been very integral to this Murphy's family having to go to UC Davis for treatment, where sometimes they've had to stay for up to 6 weeks as he goes through all of these various chemotherapy and whatever. So We brought in the Ronald McDonald House in honor of Super Wyatt to try to raise as much money from our profits to donate to this organization, who does a wonderful job of caring for the families as their children go through treatment at various hospitals throughout the country.
Is it multiple raffle prizes or one large
raffle
prize?
It's multiple raffle prizes. Thank you for keeping me on track. And it's going to be 6 gift baskets we will be raffling off at the end of the day. We're selling various goodie bags that go along with the admission tickets for the main hall, Vendor Bazaar, where a portion will go to charity as well. So there's a lot of fun and a lot of surprises all day long, from the entertainment right through to the climax of the day that'll end with us doing our raffle drawing.
Christopher, we are up against the clock already. The 6th annual Murphy's Witch Walk takes place this Saturday in Murphy's from 11 in the morning through 8 in the evening. Is there anything else you would like to add before we wrap up?
Murphy'sWitchWalk.com for all of the details. Instagram and Facebook is at Murphy's Witch Walk, and we will see you on Saturday, witches.
Christopher Butner, always good to see you.
Thank you, Mark.